drop reflecting on the water as the sun shuts her eyes. Don't know why you'll uncover.
Hey there, we're Missing Magnolias, a local Louisiana true crime podcast, and we're back for our second season. In case you forgot, I'm Scarlett, your everyday true crime consumer. My co-host, Dr. Michelle Janis, another redhead, is a criminologist and missing persons expert. Together, we walk you through a unique creation of interviews with victims, experts, and truth seekers who begin the dialogue, "What is the real true crime experience?"
Every time we do another interview, I'm like, how do we find so many badass women?
Homicide was the second leading cause of pregnancy-associated death.
It is not about you. It's not about how pretty you are, how you're dressed, how old you are. It is about power.
It's a real privilege for us to speak with experts, people who are boots on the ground and truly have their pulse on what's happening in our society.
Informants get themselves in a situation where they've made, you know, $40 meth buy, and then they find themselves trying to work off that charge.
We love hearing from those rare few who think outside the box when it comes to solving cases.
The vulture is the only animal that relies on death as food.
Let's look at bodies. If I'm in 40 feet of water and I'm running a boat-mounted sonar, like a fishing-type sonar, which have very good imaging.
We share stories of the missing and murdered and those who work in the shadows on their behalf.
I've never met Judy before. I never met anybody in her family. There should never be anybody who's not being looked for.
This season, we speak to those who are able to restore justice for those who need it most.
Kids were chained to the walls, basically, so that they couldn't run away. Ultimately, these kids went into state custody, and they never came out.
We should be looking for a doctor or a hospital who saw this child prior to the injury that nearly fatally abused him.
We are continually inspired by those who turn their pain into something positive.
I told a grief-stricken father about his son being raped.
And then this guy ties Emily, my great-grandmother, to the corner of the bed.
Then there are the crime chroniclers.
And I think I kind of used the camera as a crutch for a very long time because I didn't want to write.
Writers have to look at what's best in human nature and what's worst.
As we all know, crime is heavy. Our minisodes offer a little levity and a chance for us to explore some new frontiers.
Why is it that I saw something that I can't explain?
Speaking of frontiers, we remain plugged in to the active cases that need our attention most. Michelle, we need to talk about those suspicious drownings at Lady Bird Lake. If you like what you hear, go subscribe to Missing Magnolias now, wherever you get your podcast.